Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 6th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that, according to sources, Xiaomi, Huawei, Vivo, and Oppo are working together on the Global Developer Service Alliance, designed to allow developers to market apps overseas. A prototype website seen by Reuters claims the GDSA will cover 9 regions, including India, Indonesia, and Russia. It's unclear if the GDSA will offer monetary incentives for developers. The alliance was reportedly set to launch in March, but may be pushed back due to the coronavirus outbreak in China. Xiaomi, Huawei, Vivo, and Oppo represent a combined 40% of all global smartphone shipments in 2019. The beta release of iOS 13.4 references a CarKey API. According to the system's internal files, CarKey will allow iPhone and Apple Watch users to unlock, lock, and start a vehicle, having a device nearby to serve as the key. The feature will work automatically and not require Face ID authentication, meaning a dead device could still work with CarKey. Devices are paired through the Wallet app and requires the carmaker's app installed. Devices are placed on the car's NFC reader for pairing. The Wallet app can also be used to share a car key with other people on their devices. Last month, the New York Times reported on the company Clearview AI, which offered image recognition to acclaimed 600 law enforcement agencies based on a database of 3 billion images scraped from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, Twitter, and other online platforms. Now, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube confirmed they have sent separate cease and desist letters to Clearview, stating that scraping images violated policies and demanding it stop accessing and using the images. In an interview with CBS, Clearview CEO Hoan Ton That argued that it has a First Amendment right to access the data in public domain. Facebook argues that its terms forbid any scraping, and YouTube stated its terms explicitly forbid collecting data that can be used to identify a person. A WhatsApp flaw discovered by researcher Gal Wiseman at Perimeter X showed how an attacker could use a cross-site scripting attack to read the files on macOS or Windows versions of the app by using a specifically crafted text message and then get contents of files on the computer. WhatsApp Desktop was implemented using the Electron software framework, which allows developers to create cross-platform applications based on web or browser technologies, but relies on the developers to deploy secure Electron apps. Software engineer Robert Heaton published a blog post looking at the privacy policy for Wacom tablets. A provision in the policy asks for permission to send aggregate usage data, technical session information, and information about hardware devices to Google Analytics. Digging into that traffic, Heaton found that Wacom sends Google Analytics what application is being opened, the time it was opened, and what appears to be a unique identifier to that user. Heaton notes that it appears data collection can be opted out of by disabling the Wacom Experience program on the desktop app. Google announced that based on research from 45,000 worldwide consumers, ad blocking changes in Chrome, set to be applied later this year, will include blocking long, non-skippable pre-roll ads or groups of ads longer than 31 seconds appearing before a video that can't be skipped within the first 5 seconds. Mid-roll ads of any length are included as well. image or text ads that appear on top of a playing video and are in the middle one-third of the video player or cover more than 20% of the video content are also included. Chrome enforcement begins August 5th, 2020, and will see the browser stop showing all ads on sites in any country that repeatedly show these disruptive ads. Google updated its Maps app to mark the 15th anniversary of the service. The app now features two additional tabs at the bottom. A Contribute tab lets users add additional information to Maps, and Updates, which shows recommendations from locals or other Google Maps users that you follow. The For You tab has also been renamed to Saved. Coming in March, the app improves crowdsourced information for public transit, allowing users to submit details like temperature, wheelchair accessibility, and if there's onboard security on a train. The AR Live View mode will also get updated in March with a new lightweight mode that focuses on the destination rather than showing a full 3D turn-by-turn mode. Google Maps will also get an updated app icon, replacing the familiar map with a Google-colored location pin. LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner announced he's stepping down after 11 years and will become executive chairman in June. His replacement will be Ryan Roslansky, a senior vice president of product at the company and the first person Weiner hired. Tomer Cohen, another VP of product, will move into Roslansky's role. Twitter reported it earned 15 cents per share on revenue of $1.01 billion in Q4, a new quarterly high. Analysts expected revenue of $997 million on earnings of 29 cents per share. The company reported monetizable daily active users, that's Twitter's own metric for users, increased 21% on the year to 152 million, citing improvements to algorithmic timeline surfacing relevant content and better notifications for the growth. Advertising revenue increased 12% in the year to $885 million, with total ad engagement up 29%. And finally, Netflix began rolling out support for the AV1 video codec on Android. The company claims the royalty-free codec compresses content 20% more efficiently than the VP9 codec currently in use. The codec is only available on select titles when users enable the Save Data option in the app. Netflix plans to roll out the codec to all platforms eventually. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.